Russia Brexit hoax, Brexit backer Arron Banks wins case against Electoral Commission. By Kurt Zindelka on April 30, 2020. Brexit-backing business tycoon Arron Banks and leave. EU CEO Liz Bilney have won a settlement against the Electoral Commission after it was admitted that there is no evidence they committed criminal offences. The settlement concerned the Electoral Commission's 2018 referral of Mr. Banks and Ms. Bilney to the National Crime Agency, NCA, over allegations from Remainers that Banks had channeled Russian dark money into the Brexit campaign. The Electoral Commission claimed that it was right to make the criminal referral, yet admitted that there was no evidence for the claims against Mr. Banks, writing in a statement. The National Crime Agency, after its own investigation, has, concluded that there is no evidence that any criminal offences have been committed under PR or company law by any of the individuals or organisations referred to it by the Electoral Commission, and, too, has stated that it has not received any evidence to suggest that Mr. Banks and his companies received funding from any third party to fund the loans subject to the investigation, or that Mr. Banks acted as an agent on behalf of a third party. The Electoral Commission accepts these conclusions. In response to the settlement, Mr. Banks said that the Electoral Commission should face a parliamentary select committee over the way they colluded with Remain MPs to create false Russia hoax. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage said, after years of false and damaging allegations, Arron Banks wins against the biased Electoral Commission. The Remain establishment have behaved appallingly since they lost in the referendum. The Electoral Commission is not fit for purpose. The Electoral Commission has long faced accusations that it has an institutional anti-Brexit bias despite its claims of impartiality. In June of last year, a court overturned the maximum individual fine of £20,000 that the Commission had wrongly imposed on youth campaigner Darren Grimes over referendum spending returns, forcing the Electoral Commission to write off its taxpayer-funded legal expenses and cover Mr. Grimes's costs as well. Accusations of unlawful collusion by Remain campaigners, on the other hand, were not investigated, despite the Commission being presented with a comprehensive dossier of evidence by Priti Patel MP, now the Home Secretary. More recently, the Commission launched a highly public last-second investigation into Brexit Party donations on the eve of the 2019 EU elections, despite having no hard evidence of wrongdoing and despite the fact other parties received donations in the same way. Critics of the Quango believe the stunt was intended to give an impression of foul play regardless of whether or not any existed. In the end, no issues with the donations were found, with party leader Nigel Farage slamming it as full of Remainers and rotten to the core. Despite this latest victory, the legal battle for Mr. Banks over the 2016 Brexit vote will continue. However, as he currently suing Guardian investigative reporter Carol Cadwallader for libel. The suit focuses on a comment Ms. Cadwallader made in a 2019 TED Talk, in which she accused the business tycoon of clandestinely working with the Russian government. And I'm not even going to go into the lies that Arron Banks has told about his covert relationship with the Russian government, Cadwallader said. Despite the findings of the National Crime Agency and the Electoral Commission, Cadwallader has yet to retract her conspiratorial claims. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.